Now, in Psalm 88, we come to, I suppose, the most doleful psalm that there is. It's all gloom here. The last one was all glory. But this one is all gloom. It's all gloom and no glory. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. What a picture that we have here. And there's nothing quite as doleful of this. But he is the God of my salvation, and he's holding on to that. It's been a psalm that's been applied to Job and Uzziah, who had the leprosy, and Jeremiah when he was in the dungeon, and Hezekiah when he was sick. And all of that is, of course, mere speculation. You have here the description of a great sufferer. Yet in all the suffering and affliction, he maintains his confidence in God as the God of his salvation. That's the great key to this psalm here. Verse 15 says, I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. You see, this man is in a tough, hard place. I've suffered. And the question is why? Wrath and death, the grave and darkness are here summed up together by the sufferer. Well, the psalm ends with an energetic expression of its main thought. And what is that? Well, the darkness is thickest at the end, just as in the morning before the rising of the sun. Hengstenberg made that statement.